Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I don't know where you live, but summer suddenly showed up this week in the Midwest. Temperatures here locally have been consistently in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, we're about 62, 64, somewhere around there. We're supposed to get a high of like 74, I think, today. Now, it certainly has been nice, but unfortunately, cooler weather is in the forecast with temperatures dipping down into the 50s starting this coming Sunday. And on Monday, the forecast on my weather app says that we could get a mixture of rain and snow. So snow's not completely done, not completely out of the question, but here we are in the middle of April, and we should be enjoying some warmer weather, not summer weather like we have this week, but definitely warmer weather. I think it's funny that we had summer-like weather all this week, but last week when it was spring break, the temperatures were like, it was raining several days out of the week, and the temperatures were like in the 50s. So I thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, with warmer weather here, regardless of, if it's 74 or 50, I mean, warmer weather is here. It's time to spruce up your yard after its winter slumber. And I've got some tips that I want to share with you. Go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you may be listening later on, that's okay. In the upper right on that page, just type in spring cleaning tip, cleanup tips 2023, and it will bring you to the blog post with the tips that I'm going to share with you. And the first tip I want to share with you is clean up debris. Winter has been a little harsh across the country, causing branches, tree limbs, and other debris to fall in your yard. While cleaning up debris, you want to inspect the outside of your home for any damage that may have occurred over the winter, such as damaged siding, damaged shingles, stuff like that. Many local communities, like here locally, if you live in the city limits, all this week has been a debris day, so you can bring all your yard waste, not leaves and not grass clippings, but you can bring your tree limbs, clippings from your bushes, and put that out by the road, and the city will come by and pick that up for you for free. My community, I live outside the city limits, so my community, they should be having a dump day here towards the end of the month where we can load up a load in my pickup truck, and I can take it to the local dump and dump it there for free. Now, one thing that I found out is my trash company, my garbage collection company, with my latest bill, there was a little newsletter in there, and it said that if you don't have a yard waste receptacle from them, a yard waste container, we buy the yard waste container from them just because of when we do the grass, it's like a ton of grass and we can't get rid of it otherwise. So we pay for the dumpster for the spring and fall. But they said in the newsletter, it said that if you don't purchase the yard waste receptacle from them, that as a courtesy in the spring, there's like a one-time thing that you can do where you can load up all of your yard waste into paper bags and call them beforehand and say, hey, I've got a yard waste pickup. And they will, one time during the spring, they will come out and they will take up to 6 paper bags filled with yard waste for you. They won't take soil. There's a couple other things that I don't think they'll take pine needles. There's a few things that they won't take. Grass clippings, I think, was another one. But they'll take leaves. They'll take tree branches. You know, those types of items. They will take those in the paper bags. And again, you could go to Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace Hardware, and you could pick up, the recyclable paper bags. I think you could get like a stack for $10 or something like that. But my garbage collection, people will do that in the spring as a one-time courtesy for those who don't pay for the yard waste service. So you might want to check with your garbage collection outfit to see if they do something similar, and they may. So definitely check that out. The next tip I have for you is clean those gutters. April showers bring May flowers, is the old saying, but if your gutters are clogged, those showers can also bring water into your home by seeping underneath the shingles at the edges of your roof. Using a proper ladder to go up and clean the gutters, either by hand, or there are devices that you can use. There are devices that you can use while you're up on a ladder to clean out your gutters, and there are also devices that you can use while on the ground to clean out your gutters. I found this review with Bob Vila. Bob Vila from This Old House. I found an article that he did, or his website did, about products that you can use to clean your gutters. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to today's podcast page. If you're listening later on, just in the upper right, type in Spring Cleanup Tips 2023, and it'll bring you to the blog post, and there'll be a link to that Bob Vila article. Check that out. The next tip I have for you is scrub the furniture. Whether you covered your patio furniture or left it out all winter, it's a good idea to give it a good cleaning before using it. If you've got cushions for your furniture, it's a good idea to either give them a good wash if they're washer friendly. I know there are some cushions that you can put in the washing machine and put in the washing machine and then let them air dry. But if you've got cushions that won't fit in the washing machine, it's a good idea to just get some water, a little detergent, and a scrub brush, and just go ahead and scrub it clean, and then just let it air dry before you use it. You don't want to be sitting on mold and mildew and whatever other nasties may have been hiding out wherever you were storing your patio cushions. So definitely you want to scrub the furniture as well as the cushions that you're going to be using with that furniture. Next tip I have for you is wash and seal the deck. If you've got a deck, it may need a good scrubbing and possibly a fresh coat of sealer. And we highly recommend that you follow the directions on the sealer as far as preparation of the wood and how to apply it. If you don't prepare it properly, the sealant won't adhere properly to the wood, and it will defeat the purpose of having a sealer. And then also applying it, you need to be very careful and follow the directions as far as applying it, because you don't want to get bubbles or any debris or anything like that underneath the sealer. So make sure that you follow the directions properly. And lastly, the last tip I have for you is clean those windows. Your exterior windows may need cleaning as well as to be taken down. So if you've got storm windows, for example, it's this time of the season where it's time to take those storm windows down. Give them a good clean, good wash before you put them away. And then when you pull the screens out to replace them, obviously you want to scrub those clean before you put them up. And this website that I found, House Grail, has a review of some of the popular window cleaning products you can use with the grunt nose. So it's you know, it's got the bottle and the sprayer nozzle, and then you just screw it onto your hose, and then you can flick it on for the solution to spray all over your windows, and then you flick the switch again, and then you've got straight water to go ahead and rinse it off. And they've got a link, or they've got a review of like five different products to wash your windows and wash your home, and they'll let you know which are good, which are bad, the pros and cons of using each of them. So be sure to check that out. So spring cleaning is here. You know, winter is pretty much gone, so we're looking forward to sunny weather, to Mayflowers, to springtime, to, you know, putting away the jackets and getting out the shorts. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I did take a couple weeks off for spring break and just to kind of recharge a little bit, but I'm glad I was able to bring you a new podcast this week. So until next time, take care.